want to share briefly, let's keep that music going, to whatever level is appropriate. But I mean, just before COVID, and sometime before COVID, we date everything by COVID now, you know. BC, you know. I had an experience that changed my life. And, I know when you walk in the Lord for, you know, for quite a while, you're going to have various experiences, encounters, because the gospel opens us up to encountering God. It's not, the gospel's not just a philosophy. It's not just an idea. You can be seated for a little bit, but this music's going to keep playing. And the gospel opens us up to encounter, and that's the whole point, that we would experience Him. See, God is the God to be experienced. He wants to experience us. He wants us to experience Him. And I can't remember which year it was now, but we were overseas. We were actually traveling with David Hogan, and he invited us to go to Mozambique to Heidi Baker's base, which was an incredible privilege. And we got to minister, not preaching so much, but just ministering in the altar call situations and the impartation times with the school that was there for 3 months. People from all over the place, about 300 people from the USA, Australia, England, Europe, Germany, all over the place at the school. David ministered in that school as one of the ministries, and we were just part of his team that went around and laying hands on people and imparting to people. And during that period, when I went there, I was very hungry, not in my stomach, but in my spirit, in my soul. And I'd reached a point where I felt, unless I had a fresh encounter with the Lord, I didn't really know whether I was going to be able to continue to lead the church, really. Not because I couldn't do a few things, but because I felt I didn't have it within me to take it beyond where it was at. And I really needed to encounter the Lord. I really needed a fresh encounter. And I needed some stuff to be shifted in my life. Things that I didn't even know quite how to put my finger on, or even quite know how to identify within me, but I just knew there were blockages. Just knew there were things that were just, I don't know if anybody I can identify with those sort of feelings. Anyway, this one time I went to minister to a man, and a youngish man who was a missionary in Tibet. He was there kind of on a sabbatical, a furlough. And I felt to hug him. And I asked him permission. I said, "Is it all right if I just feel I need to hug you? Would that be okay?" He said, "Yeah, that's fine." And I hugged him. And as soon as I hugged him, it launched both of us into an encounter. And both of us felt something just come up and out of us. And I looked at him. Both of us looked at each other, pushed each other back, and holding each other's shoulders, going, "Whoa, what was that?" And then it just launched. I don't know what happened to him, because I just got so caught up in an encounter with the Lord. I actually don't know what happened to him in that moment. But I just went into a whole encounter with the Lord. And just the joy, the laughter, the strong presence of God. And then I ended up on my back on the concrete under this roof, no walls, just a roof. And there for some time, and just experiencing the presence of God, the love of God. And then just at one point, just felt my chest just got blown up from the inside, like somebody breathed into me. I've never experienced mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in terms of being on the receiving end of it. Not conscious, anyway. But it felt like somebody had breathed into me and just blew me up from the inside. And this boldness and courage came into me that I'd never experienced before, ever. And I felt like I could just do anything in the Lord. But in that moment also, and for a while after that, I remember just being wrapped up in this, just this encounter with the love of God, with the love of my Father, that just, people say you don't want to live your life in cotton wool, and that's true, I totally agree. But this was an encounter where I felt so wrapped in cotton wool and jacket Dacron filling, you know what that is? It's just wrapped all around me. And just the intensity of the love of the Father, love of my Father, your Father, as Jesus said, our Father. I'm going to my Father and to your Father. And when you're in Christ, you're in the Father, and the Father is in you. But for me, it's been a progressive experience and a progressive understanding and encounter of just how absolutely magnificent his love is. People say, oh, but there's too much talk about the love of God and not enough about this. Yeah, that's true in terms of a humanistic level and humanistic ideals of what love is. But when you encounter the love of your Father for you with a richness that transforms you, that becomes the benchmark for the rest of your life. And whenever Jesus talks about the love of the Father, he's not talking about some watered down, defiled humanistic idea of what love is. He's talking about the very pure flow of the very nature of the Father himself. It's the most profound privilege, honor, and experience that any human being can ever experience, is to be immersed in the love of the Father. And the way to the love of the Father is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, his representative, his exact image. The love of the Father expressed, walking in the earth, ministering to people, forgiving people, having mercy on people, healing people, delivering people, opening their blind eyes, cleansing them of leprosy, but also rebuking the self-righteous religious people who were trying to keep the people who were hungry from God from being able to have access to the love of God through Christ and access to the grace of God and access to the true teaching of Torah. So this I'm just going to try and continue to describe this experience a little bit more, because the word talks about one generation giving glory to another. And so this love I'm going to describe is available for every one of us, and some of you may have had more profound encounters than I have, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Others, it may stir a hunger. Others, it may become a point of reference for you. But in this time, which I can go back to, I can go back there. I can't go back there too much at the moment because I'll just get emotional and I won't be able to communicate. I'm on the edge. I'm just on the edge to try and maintain control that I can speak to you, but at the same token, just describe it. And the love of the Father for you, because you're in Christ and you are one with his Son, you're united with him. Read Ephesians, it's all in there. His love for you is so utterly pure. There's no condemnation in it. There's not a whiff of condemnation in the love of the Father for you. There's no hint of rejection. There's no tiny hint of disappointment with you. Not the faintest whiff, not the faintest, most delicate feeling of condemnation or guilt or rejection. Or it's so pure. It's so absolutely holy. There's no hint of anything defiled or untoward or twisted or double dealing or ulterior motive or anything even remotely perverse. It is absolutely pure love. It is pure. Our language is so weak. English is so weak. I felt in that encounter absolutely my Father's son. So secure. So profoundly, profoundly loved. So profoundly celebrated. And I'm just trying to describe. Paul says, I pray that you'd know the height, the depth, the width of the love of Christ. He said, I've come to the place that I'm convinced, Chambers paraphrased slightly, I'm convinced that there's nothing, nothing in this life, nothing in death, nothing, no angel, no demon, nothing in this life, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I used to think of that sometimes as kind of, I don't know, a bit limited. But I know that even in death, there's no, even in death for the saint, even in death for the believer, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ. And we fight, we contend for healing, and it's the right thing to do. We contend for what we believe Jesus bought for us on the cross and established for us in the resurrection and the ascension, and it's the right thing to do. Because we're growing in understanding, we're growing in faith, we're going from glory to glory, we're going from faith to faith. And so we contend for these things. But even when we don't see the result that we long to see, for the belief, for the genuine believer in Christ, there is no separation from the love of God. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. On this side, we mourn. Yes, we do. On the other side is total rejoicing. But on this side, we can experience the love of the Father, because Jesus wants us to experience the love of the Father. The Holy Ghost wants us to experience the love of the Father. The Father wants us to experience the love of the Father. What often gets in the way of it is all our misunderstandings. All our misunderstandings of Scripture. All our misunderstandings born from our conclusions and judgments we form in our life journey, the messages we receive from confused people. But the pure, unadulterated gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ opens the way for the receiving and encountering of the absolutely pure love of the Father. And oh, I so wish I could engineer an encounter for you. I so wish that I could just wave my hand over the place and every one of you have deep transformational encounter with the power of God. With the love of God. Maybe we should just try it anyway. But I can't guarantee I can engineer that. You know what I'm saying. And just like nobody probably could have engineered that for me. But all I know was I was hungry. And I'm still hungry. But the beautiful thing is, if you just spend a bit of time, just like you can choose to go back into a painful memory and experience some of the pain of that, the hurt of that, the rejection of that, which I don't advise you to do unless there is a genuine need for dealing with judgments and healing. I don't recommend we spend a lot of time thinking about all the painful experiences of life. But just like you can do that, we can also remember our encounters. Whatever encounter you've had with the Lord, you can remember that and you can go there again, and you can experience either completely or to some degree some of the things that impacted. I remember for a long time, and Janet will remember this, one of the things I would, for some time afterwards, I would just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for not leaving me the way I was. Thank you for encountering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Because in that moment, I remember feeling things leave. But who knows what they were. Some of it was demonic stuff, leaving. Some of it, no doubt, was perhaps remnants of pain, maybe, or remnants of whatever. Maybe, I don't know, I don't have a false, accurate score of all the stuff that left. I just felt stuff leaving. Stuff I was very happy to leave, very happy to farewell. Bye-bye and don't come back. Don't come back, y'all here. So let's all stand, if that's all right. If you can't stand, that's okay. Or if you're unable to stand for some reason, that's okay. Father, I just would love to sing this again. You know, because you see, I know that the love the Father has for me is the same love He has for you, every one of you. And every one of you online. Anything that I've received in terms of the love of the Father is only it's a pointer for me to know that that's exactly the love He has for you. All I've done is tried to give some description of it so you can maybe open your heart up and say, Lord, I want to know the dimensions of your love that are talked about in the scripture. Lord, just, I'm hungry. Help me encounter you. Encounter me. Because I know this, that I saw people differently after that. Whenever you have a profound encounter with the Lord, and it's to do with the love and the mercy of the Lord, you see people differently after that. One reason is because you see yourself differently. You know yourself differently. And therefore, you see other people differently. We've all got struggles. We've got challenges. We've got areas of immaturity, whatever. You see other people differently because you're seeing it through the lens of the love of the Father you've just encountered. And the love He has for me is the love He has for you. And the love He has for you is the love He has for me. Father, right now, I just thank You that as I've just shared at least what I can share of that encounter with You, Lord, I pray that in the atmosphere right now, encounters would be released. Lord, I pray right now, I ask You, Father, and people watching online, wherever you're watching from, Nelson, Christchurch, Fiji, Rangiora, Joe Miller, if you're watching. Whatever encounter, I pray, Lord, there'll be an encounter in your home right now. Heather and Ivan, if you're watching, encounter in your home right now. Sally and Wayne, if you're watching, somehow you've gotten onto some internet, Father, encounter them. Wherever we are and wherever people are watching, Lord, right now, I thank You for the power of Your love just touching every person, touching them right now. I release the encounter, Lord. I release the encounter of Your love over every life. Over every life right now. Over every life. Over every life right now. Over every life. I release that encounter now over every life, to every heart, over every life. I release that encounter. I release it now. 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 I release it now over every heart, over every life, over every life, every child, every man, every woman, every teenager, every young adult, every senior person, every baby that's in the womb, every person right now, we declare and decree your love, your powerful love, Father, over every and into every life. That's right, just lift that song.
Jesus, there is nothing like your love. And I just want to be where you are.
Yeah.
And I just want to be near your heart. Cause there is nothing like your love. Jesus. There is nothing like your love. I just wanna be where you are. Oh, I just wanna be near your heart. Cause there is nothing like your love. Jesus, there is nothing like your love. Holy Spirit, settle on every heart, Lord. Every heart. Every heart. How about you pray after me, if that's all right? We'll just... Father, I open my heart to you. I hunger for you, Lord. I hunger for more. I'm so grateful for what you've already given me. But Lord, I know there's more. Pour out your Spirit on me. Pour out your love in me. Let me encounter you in a way that I've never encountered you before. More deeply, more profoundly. Transform me, Lord, through the power of your love. Your pure, unadulterated, undefiled, holy love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Father. God bless you.